I hear you guys. Do you hear me? I'm sure you can hear me in your cue bus. Very nice. Okay, we're going to go in 60 seconds. I'm going to play a mofo intro, and then I will tell you to go on Skype.
You're listening to Skid Row Studios. You're listening to Skid Row Studios.
Oh, it sounds really good, you guys.
Skid Row Studios. We're listening to Skid Row Studios.
I'm not doing it.
Please do it with me.
Fuck that.
You can have sex with me
at Skid Row Studios.
Mofos.com presents the Mofos Podcast, the website that brings you the best amateur sex content on video, now brings you the best amateur sex content on radio. We searched every inch of the internet to bring the most inventive, edgy, provocative sexual podcasts, and every week we bring you the best of what we found. You are now ready to listen to the Mofos Podcast.
Hello.
Hi.
This is Kink from the Underground, broadcasting live from SkidRowStudios.com as a part of the Mofo podcast series on Spice Radio Sirius XM 103.
Ah, oh, you're so sexy.
I am. I am Insidious Muse, or Mistress Insidious.
And I'm Novice Nancy.
And we are kinky fuckers.
I would go further than that and say that we're kinky motherfuckers.
Okay, all right, yeah. I like being a kinky motherfucker. Wow, cool. Because, you know, MILFs are hot.
Yeah.
That's right. We, tonight, are going to talk about how kinky doesn't necessarily mean pain.
Which, let me just tell you, has been a really hard thing for me to grasp.
Why is that?
Because you're so like, I have the single toe, and I got this, and I got this badass paddle, and I'm going to hit people with it.
Yes.
And I can't. I don't hit other people with that, but I can't take as much as other people, and that's just been really difficult because I feel like, damn it, like that like lowers my stock.
No, you know, it's funny. First, let me iterate our relationship. I am Nancy's mistress. She is my submissive. She wears my collar, and you know,
collared and owned.
I own her, so. That's kind of how that works in this world. And I am quite a sadist. I'm also quite a humiliator. I'm also, you know, quite a... These are the things that I do in the dominance world.
These are your favorite things?
No, I like that. I just... Everything. I am a greedy dominant. I like it all. But Nancy is what we would consider a very light bottom. She's not a masochist. She doesn't necessarily enjoy... all pain, some, but it's light. And so I think for her, it's been really challenging, especially when she knows that I really want to get my beat on. And she can't take my full beating. So she has to outsource her beatings to friends of ours.
Yes.
And we have friends that are fantastic, that are always willing to give me their ass or whatever to beat on.
They are so charitable. Right. With their behind.
They are.
And faces.
And faces and boobs.
And boobs.
And backs.
Yes.
And whatever else. They are giving.
Yes, they're giving. You know, I've never seen you do a foot torture.
You have not seen me do the fine art of bastinado.
Yeah.
Wait, I did it on Katie. A little bit.
I think that was the night that somebody was fucking at the dungeon.
Oh, and we were really distracted.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, when there is sex at a dungeon, everything kind of stops. You want to watch. I'm sorry. I think we're all a little bit of voyeurs. And we want to see the sex in the dungeon.
Nothing like live porn.
No, live porn is the best. It trumps videotaped and whatever porn and amateur porn every day of the week.
Mm-hmm.
Live porn. You're feeling it. Better than IMAX.
So for someone like me who is a service sub, I consider myself a service sub.
Yeah, that's one-dimensionalizing you, but okay.
Yeah. I mean, I suppose so. But, you know, for a while it was just really like, wait, but... I want to be able to take more. Maybe if I take a beating a little bit stronger this time, the next time I'll just build up. I'll build up and it won't be as bad.
Do you want to know what's funny? Is that there are submissives out there that look at you and think, God, I want to be able to like cleaning. Because that raises their stock in dominance mind all the time. I'm telling you, the fact that you like to clean, that's your stress relief. Please come over, clean my toilet. It's fantastic. And there's a lot of people that just don't like it. They can't stand it. So, you know, you covet something that you don't have, but they covet something that they don't have. So,
this is true.
So there you go. So that's a little mini therapy here. But what is important to understand is that you can be a completely kinky person and never once have your ass smacked or have a flogger put on you or, you know, or use nipple clamps. You cannot have any of those because, you know, maybe your pain tolerance is what it is and you can still be kinky. And we were just literally spitballing and coming up with, okay, well, what are these non-pain kink-related areas? And our list is extensive.
I want to do all of these things this weekend.
Really?
Oh, shit.
I'm going to look at this list. You would be interested in some orgasm control and chastity this weekend. I love it when you throw yourself under the bus.
I don't as much as
I
you.
Love it. So all weekend, when you beg me for an orgasm, I can just say, no, because I actually have it live on the radio that you don't want that. Just like earlier today, you said you were curious how a stun gun would feel. Which I'm never going to forget.
Fuck. Well, I did that. And like I said, that doesn't mean that I necessarily want to feel what a stun gun feels
like. Yes, it does. Curiosity means you want to feel it.
Anyway.
Just like you're curious about anal sex.
Oh, fuck.
You are curious about all of this. I know you are.
I am. Well, I'm not. I am. I'm curious about a lot of the things that are out there. Mostly the things that don't involve pain.
I want to rape your curiosity. I want to rape it hard.
Oh, rape away, baby.
I'm going to rape that baby. I'm going to rape that fucking curiosity. Now. No, I'm kidding. All right, back on topic. So, you know, one thing we just discussed was orgasm denial and chastity, which is a lot of people's, like, kink.
Yeah.
And here's interesting, because it's about control. It's about... For the dominant, for me, and I will say this, about taking that control. And that's a desire, you know, something that we all have been toying with our own sexuality. Some as young as, you know, 9 and 10 started masturbating and they controlled their own orgasm. And they're giving that away. And it's mine to toy with, to tease, to torment. And I know how it feels when you don't get the big O and you're like, wow, that fucking sucks. And so when you can take that from somebody and you can tease them, that's so awesome. I love it.
And it looks like we have a caller.
Fantastic.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
Welcome to Kink from the Underground.
How are you?
Good. What do you have to say? Hello?
Are you there? Are you playing hide and seek?
Is the turtle back in the show? All right, moving on. So it is about that kind of, you know, having that control over somebody. So, and I'm always interested in the person that's seeking having the orgasm be denied or the chastity. So you walk me through that.
Well, it's exactly what you just said. It's the control. The choice is no longer mine. Mm-hmm. And whereas before, I could have very easily... Well, in my case, yeah, I'm not that too big on masturbating.
Are you serious? You've asked every single day this fucking week.
But here's the thing.
Every day this week, you're like, please, mistress, may I please masturbate? Please,
yes,
please, please.
Every single day this week. Yes, I have done that. But I'm saying that before, there wasn't that component of control. Now there is. And that makes me want it even more. And it just...
I don't understand what that means.
I mean, like, it just feels like whenever I ask you and then you say no, I can feel your eyes penetrating into me with that fucking burning look, right? Like what you're doing right now. Where,
my,
like,
raised eyebrows, slightly sadistic. Oh, please tell me more. So you can throw yourself under the bus look?
No, yeah, no, but stop it! You person, you... Mm-hmm. But yeah, no, it can't get more specific than that. It's at its core, it's the control.
Well, and I think that the control aspect is really what almost all of these that we will discuss momentarily, all of these non-pain related kinks, you know, refer to. It's about losing control, giving of control, and then taking of control. You know, so it's the yin and the yang. The two parties get to, you know, play together.
And please do chime in. Our number is 800-SPICE-88. That's 800-774-2388.
Yes. So if you have these desires to submit, to give control, or to take control, but not necessarily want to have your ass spanked or to spank an ass, it's you know, you could very well be in the Kinky Fuckers group, which, by the way, is a really fucking cool group.
You know which kind of Kinky Fuckers I really like? Well, I like them all. I mean, I don't discriminate, but I really like the ones that are into dollification.
Dollification. I swear to God. So for Halloween this last year, Nancy dressed up as a doll. And it was it was the cutest little doll outfit with this little lace, like, pinafore and then this puffy sleeves. And then we went out and we went to Mac and got all this super awesome makeup and totally dollified her up. False eyelashes, red cheeks and stuff. Oh, she was like in blissful fucking heaven. She was in subspace the entire time.
I was in awesome. Subspace the entire time that she was applying makeup on me, because I just...
It's the ultimate kind of objectification. I mean, that and, you know, kind of pretending you're furniture. Because you are that insignificant. All you are is a doll. You are just an object to be played with. And, you know, but the great thing about dollification is, you know, you feel pretty in the same moment. You know, do you want to have sex again at the studio?
No, I'm wet right now.
Wet. That's not something you want to hide. You want to tell everybody. Share your wetness with the world.
That's my charitable giving.
You are like Niagara Falls of the radio as we speak. It is a giving moment. See, that's what Friday night's about, right?
But even further than that, I like the feminization of men.
Sissification.
So much.
I agree.
Ooh.
Yes.
Yes.
You know, cross-dressing? That's so fantastic. I love putting a man in a skirt and then pegging him, but that's a different subject altogether.
Yeah, that can be painful.
Well, when you do it, it's painful. You are aggressive with a man's ass.
I show no mercy.
No, you don't. You're just you're a taker of the man's
divide
ass.
And conquer.
That's what you are. Yeah. Did you say divide and conquer? You want to divide and conquer a man's ass?
No, I said I just conquer. I conquer.
I like the divide and conquer.
Well,
though.
I will divide. I will grab and I will divide and I will conquer.
That's it. Like, we're no longer calling it pegging. It's now called divide and conquer. Forever.
But I mean, it's just that, and then in that aspect, I can get into, I guess, I hesitate to call it, to even say that I feel top-ish at all when it comes to feminizing men. So let's, from now on, you do it and I'll just look.
Oh, please. You get such a such a rush. I've seen you and it's just funny to watch you do it. And the greatest thing is, in the middle of it, when you go too far, I can like smack you down and it's like win-win for me. You know, and I have two people I could smack around. Yes. Metaphorically or physically. It doesn't matter. I'm a giver like that.
But, I don't know. I wonder what it's like for a man, though, to be sissified, what happens up here, like in their mind, like why that is a desire.
Well, from many men that I have spoken to that enjoy this sissification, they enjoy the art of, you know, of losing control, of giving it up to somebody. Yeah. Huh. We have a caller?
We do have a caller.
Hello, welcome to King from the Underground.
Hello.
Hello.
Are you there?
I feel like a Verizon commercial. Can you hear me now?
But you were saying,
yeah, it's the same part about that control aspect, is that they lose all control. They and not just control, but they lose their manhood in that moment, and there is a freedom, there's a liberation in that, and not just that, but coupling with the fact that you get this as a submissive, is the glee and the joy that you see on the dominant's face especially if they really enjoy sissification. Yeah. Like, you'll do shit for me just because you want to see me just have that look of just absolute ecstasy.
Oh, yeah.
You know, even though it maybe not, it's not your thing, you'll do it for that. But taking into consideration that you get, let's say you get that loss of control, so you get that kind of that release, and then you also get to really give something to your dominant, it's a real win-win.
I like giving you gifts. All the time.
I like the gift you gave me today of cleaning my bathroom.
Yeah.
I liked that gift.
Yeah. You like that?
And washing my sheets.
Oh, I didn't get to that.
There's all weekend. You will wash my sheets. I would like to sleep on something tonight.
Oh, man.
But, you know, you are a big fan of the sissification and that. But there's other things. I mean, some people would consider sissification to be a fetish.
Yes.
Because, you know, it's surrounded around clothing, like, you know, lingerie and underwear and panties and things like that. And that, you know, there's a lot of fetishes that are surrounded around, you know, objects, shoes, stockings, latex, those types of things. Actually, you can only technically fetishize an object and not an act or a person if you want to get into the technical definition, because I get anal like that.
Yeah.
But, you know, I mean,
you said anal.
Clearly, we have a theme tonight about anal, and that's not a bad thing. You know, fetish wear, you know, latex and corsets and leather and all that. Ooh, leather.
Oh.
Leather. The smell.
Right?
It's so beautiful. It's so beautiful. Yeah, I mean, that's just one of them. There's so many other. You called yourself a service sub. How would you define that?
Well, like today with the cleaning, I service just, it's like being a maid, a butler, a housekeeper, a personal assistant, whatever your dominant needs you to be, anticipating needs. If that means, I know that you like the Arizona iced tea, you know, if that means making sure I, you know, get here early so that I go to the 7-Eleven and I make sure that I have two of them because you like to drink one during the show and then you like one for afterwards. See, I pay attention to this kind of shit.
That is major point.
And to know that, and I already knew what kind of cigarettes you smoked when I offered to take you over a pack and you were like, oh, no, I smoke a different type. I already knew Nat Sherman's. I know these things.
They're not sold everywhere.
Yeah, I know,
and
I know.
I'm a picky bitch.
But because I know that you like those, I research the places that are around me that sell those.
See, now that's service.
That's service. And it's paying attention to the details and being able to anticipate your dominant's needs and how can you make their life easier. I know that, you know, maybe today, maybe the bathroom wasn't really a priority. Maybe you wanted me to do something else.
Oh, okay.
But I knew that if I cleaned the bathroom, it would make a really huge difference for you.
I'm so happy. You know, the interesting thing is that I didn't know that you researched where you can buy my cigarettes. You know, I didn't know these things. And yet you still did it because that was your service to me. And it's not, that's the interesting thing about service. It's not about me being aware of all of the minute details that go into the service you provide. It's the fact that the end result is the service and my happiness in it. You know, for example, you maintain our calendar. You maintain our kinky calendar, and our kinky calendar can get pretty fucking full. We're really busy. We've got the podcast. We've got, you know, other things. We've got social engagements. And you decided you wanted to look at alternative calendars, which probably took a lot of work to figure out this calendar and to export and to whatever magic. And I started getting all these emails and stuff, and I was like, I fucking hate this calendar. Get rid of it. I can't stand it. And you were like, oh. What do you hate about it? I'm like, everything, you know. And so it was one of those, you know, that was a lot of work that you did. And I dismissed it immediately because I disliked it. But you corrected it. And that was your service. Service doesn't have to be impeccable. But, you know, it does have to be, you know, you're trying, you're really giving. And so you did that.
Why would I, you know, I'm not going to give you the details of, oh, I, you know, this is how I did that and this, because then I'm just looking for attention and I'm looking for gratitude, and that's not what service is about. Service is not about looking for gratitude. No. Service is about service.
Right. And I think a lot of people miss that. I think a lot of people in both the dominant and the submissive roles miss the point of DNS, of DS. They miss that it's not about platitudes and, well, gratitude, because platitudes is the wrong word. I'm throwing out bad vocabulary. It's about, you know, the connection and fulfilling whatever it is that the other part is, because each you know, COG plays a part. Mm-hmm. And it's one of those things where I think that a lot of people, and I know several people that have wanted to be submissives or thought that they were submissives, really were looking for accolades. They were looking for some sort of attaboy. And it's not to say that, I mean, because I give you attaboys all the time, attagirls, but that's not necessarily why you do it. When you get them, though, it's like, you know, manna from heaven.
Mm.
I can't believe I'm making a religious reference. Me, the atheist. There you go.
Yeah, it's pretty awesome. It's pretty awesome. But I mean, to me, it's just, what I see that helps me in my service is to remain humble. I have to remain humble.
Humility is pretty, it's pretty underrated in this world.
The moment I become an arrogant sub, then there's some issues.
Yeah. And I wouldn't even slap you because you like that. You know, you people take shit away.
So sorry.
Another thing that you really like is,
yes,
humiliation. Which is one of those things, you did not necessarily know you were that into it.
Not as into it as, I was not aware. No, I was not. No, ma'am.
I'm a humiliator extraordinaire. So that works out really well for us. You know, and anything could be, because objectification is essentially humiliation,
yeah,
as is really, you know, kind of orgasm denial and cissification. Those are types of humiliation. But you know, you enjoy being, you know, kind of called out, and you love being called names like slut and whore. You like having that shit written on you and going out to Denny's in public where people see slut written on your tits. You like that shit. You know?
Yeah, that's a motherfucking public disgrace.
That was a public disgrace, and it was awesome. It was so fantastic. People were like looking, and they did, it was so great because they were really uncomfortable, and I really enjoy that. That's another one of my things, which is not necessarily pain. But, you know, and humiliation is, you know, name calling, spitting.
You baby. Sorry.
You're getting all excited about the spitting. I spit today.
I know,
and
but
freaked the fuck out.
I know, but see, it's strange because, like, it makes me go, like, quick, but then at the same time, it's...
Niagara Falls?
Uh-huh.
So you're not allowed to do that next time I spit.
Well, but see, you spit on me in front of someone else that was not friendly to the kink stuff, so I have to stifle my reaction.
Oh, okay. I kind of drooled, too. That was awesome. See, you're freaking out again.
I know, but see, that's because I don't know, okay? Stop.
Oh, this is going to happen.
Oh, shit.
You're going to get, like, a spit fest. It's so going to happen. Golden showers, humiliation. Oh my.
Stop.
Do I?
Don't
see?
Look at me.
You want golden showers?
Didn't you say you were going to rape my curiosity?
Ms. Nancy. Seriously. You, my germaphobe submissive. Well, this is, I really need to drink more water around you, apparently.
Oh,
this is fantastic.
The look on your face is awesome.
Oh my God, hello. I just found out this, you know, that shit is not on the contract.
No.
That shit is not on the contract.
No.
Put that on the contract. We have a formal contract for our relationship, just so you know, where we outline each other's limits and our likes and dislikes.
It looks like we have a caller.
Let's give this a shot. Welcome to King from the Underground.
Oh, am I on?
You are.
Yes.
Hi, ladies. How are you?
Fantastic. How are you?
Yay.
I am excellent. I just kind of wanted to touch base and hear a little bit more about service versus the other aspects of kink, because I struggle with service.
Oh, okay. And you struggle why?
Well, because I'm lazy and no one ever makes me do anything.
I love that answer so much.
So honest.
And
so awesome.
And when I hear Nancy talk about, you know, cleaning bathrooms and so on, there's a part of me that's extraordinarily envious of that, because I should clean a bathroom.
Yes. Yes. I think what happens for me is that Okay, because look, I'm not gonna lie. Sometimes I don't want to fucking clean. I do not want to fucking clean.
Yeah, I've been there for that.
But then what ends up happening is that I think about the end results, not how clean it's going to look afterwards. I mean, although that's awesome because you think like before and after, it's so awesome. But I think about the end result of my mistress being happy and being able to breathe easier because there's one less thing that she has to worry about in her home. And just, okay, yes, I'll admit there's like 1% of me that wants to get a good girl from her. But because those are like so rare and like far in between and, you know, they're earned. That's not something that just, you know, I get. So what ends up happening is...
Okay, but so is it just knowing that she's happy having a clean bathroom or kitchen or whatever? Or do you get something, like, does she give you a special reward? Like, oh, you get an extra orgasm or... how does it work? Because this is like completely out of my normal dynamic.
It can work in every relationship is different, and it can work in various ways. Sometimes, absolutely, when she provides me with excellent service, she gains extra things. Sometimes, you know, she's a cuddle whore. She loves affection, and she loves being touched and just being caressed and cared for. And sometimes, although she may not be aware of this, she gets extra of those when she does, you know, particularly good service for me. You know, sometimes she gets, you know, whatever, just like sex or, or, you know, she gets to clean the downstairs bathroom.
I've heard.
Well, and you know what else happens is that it's something that I happen to be really good at. Mm-hmm. So what, you know, I put some elbow grease into it because I want it to be clean. I'm not going to clean it half-assed because once I'm doing it, I'm fucking doing it.
You know what? I'm the same way. When I clean, it's, like, ridiculous. Like, I get in every nook and cranny. Like, it has to be perfect. Like, I get crazy OCD about cleaning.
Now, when you do that, is that something that you're doing for yourself, or are you doing it for your dominant?
It's very complicated, my situation. I would say I do it for myself for the most part. Like, I like things being clean, and part of it's just OCD. Like, I can't help myself. I can't just go in a room and half-ass it. I have to get in there in every nook and cranny and make things sparkling.
If there was a way that you could reframe this and have a discussion with your dominant to see if you could get some sort of a carrot and stick scenario, that might alter your view of service.
Let me just tell you, that's what got me to go to the gym. This week, I was told that for every hour I spend at the gym, I get an orgasm.
Yes.
So,
ooh, that's a lot of orgasms, potentially.
Potentially, correct. Mm-hmm. So, see?
I mean, 3 hours a day at the gym is like, you could...
Fantastic Hitachi time.
It could be crazy.
Yes.
Right. Right, and so that's my thought is that if you sculpt it out with your dominant so that you can have, you know, a specific scenario where you get something or you lose something for whatever given project, it might alter the way that you look at your service. Because then it is entirely wrapped around your submission.
It's so complicated. I admire you girls so much. You work so hard at it.
When is DS not complicated?
Right?
Yeah. Right?
Exactly.
Goodness gracious. All right, ladies. Well, you're doing an awesome job. I so enjoy listening to your show.
Thank you. Thank you for calling.
You are so welcome. I'm continuing to listen. Have a good evening.
Thank you. Bye.
All right.
I think that, you know, number one, points to me for pointing out that there are submissives out there that look to you and your service and wish that they could do that.
Well, yeah. Never saw it that way. So we're going to take a 30-second break, and we'll be right back.
You are listening to Skid Row Studios.
You're 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 listening to Skid Row Studios.
I'm not doing it with you.
Please do it with me.
Fuck that.
Can you please have sex with me?
At Skid Row Studios?
At Skid Row Studios.
Maybe.
We had so much fun together.
It was so much fun.
We
was awesome.
So much fun together.
this is Kink from the Underground, broadcasting live from SkidRowStudios.com as a part of the MoFo podcast series on Spice Radio, Sirius XM 103.
Someone once told me that I was lucky to have you as my dominant.
And yeah, that's scary.
While I already know that, I mean, I don't know. I just look at you sometimes and I'm like, yeah, I am lucky. I have to remind myself of that a lot.
Is it because I humiliate you or I let you give me service?
Oh, man, so much. Well, it looks like we have another caller.
All right. Hi. Welcome to King from the Underground.
Hello.
Hello.
What can we do for you?
Well, I don't know. Just thought I'd call in and see what's up.
All right. I'm down with that.
Are you a kinky fucker?
Yes, I am.
All right. And what role do you play?
I'll do anything.
I see.
So you're a switch.
Yeah.
What is your experience in non-pain related kind of BDSM? What's your experience in like kink that isn't necessarily to do with pain?
Not that much.
Your interest though.
Oh, but do you have an interest?
I wouldn't want to try anything.
What tickles your fancy?
Pretty much anything. Anything goes.
Hmm. All right.
I'm very open-minded.
I kind of want to try a little bit of everything.
Yeah.
What was the last thing that you did?
The last thing I did was some mother-daughter reenactment.
Wow.
All right.
You are a kinky motherfucker.
All right. A little age play, a little therapy. That is awesome.
What would you say is the next step for you?
I don't know.
Have you sought out any resources?
No, I haven't.
You should. We actually have a lot of great resources.
Yes, you should.
Yeah, I mean, if you're, you know, you're near a computer or whatever, on my website on insidiousmuse.com, there's an entire list of resources like FetLife, which is like the Facebook for kinksters, and other things where you can learn a little bit more, and it'll help you kind of get in touch with, you know, things about you that you enjoy.
Are you into taking a beating?
I've done something similar, I guess, like that once. I enjoyed it, didn't mind it.
Excellent. Well, I definitely check out the resources because it sounds like you really need to get some information and then you can expand your world like you've never seen.
Oh, yeah. It'll be like you took the fucking rose-colored glasses off. And
and there's no going back.
There's no going back.
You can't ever go back to being normal.
No. Fuck doing it doggy style. What? That's like nothing.
But I want my hair pulled, my ass banged.
It's not the same.
It's not the same.
It's not the same. Double penetration. That's the next step.
Double, triple penetration.
Triple penetration.
That's right. That's right. Doing it when I'm the man in a dress. Anyway, thanks for calling. Seriously, check out those resources. I really recommend them.
Thank you.
Thanks. Have a good night. That is interesting because I think that those of us who have been kind of in the kinky lifestyle for a while, do you remember when you were like that?
When I
you were like, wow, I feel so different. There's something about me, and you kind of looked at each other and looked at the world in a completely different way.
Yeah.
You kind of saw this underbelly of this, and there's no other way to say it, but like seedy sex, where it was just kind of dirty and grimy, and you knew that people were doing naughty things all the time. You know, you no longer were looking at the world through PG-13 or R-rated glasses. It was full XXX porn, you know, and that just, it changed everything. Because once you look at the world like that, you can't stop. And I'm not saying that you look at everything and you see sex. I mean, some of us do, but not everybody.
I do.
Right? I do too. I'm just not putting that on everybody else. But it's one of those things where you start to realize, wow, you know, this makes me feel alive. I feel like a more complete and a whole person because I'm in touch with the fact that I like to do this shit, that I like to tie people up, that I like to slap people in the face, that I like to, you know, leave marks on people's bodies that they enjoy and it savors with them for days, you know, that I like to use somebody as a footstool. That's what I really get a rush out of that kind of stuff. And the fact that I'm in touch with that, I'm not going to go and enjoy, you know, vanilla missionary sex anymore. It isn't going to work for me. Mm-mm. You know, just no going back.
I drooled almost right now hearing you describe all of these things that you like to do to other people. And I'm just like, hey, where do I go? Where do I sign up?
You signed up.
I know, but
you sold your soul to the devil. That is me.
That's true.
That's how it's happened. Yeah, I mean, but it's one of those things where it's obviously there's the beatings and stuff, which is pretty standard. And you go and you look at the porn things and you have the woman in the latex outfit with the whip and, you know, and she's looking, you know, whatever. And she's got the high boots and stuff. But that's not what it's all about.
It isn't. And I think that we've covered a lot of, I guess a lot of more the mental aspect.
Uh-huh.
But I think what a lot of people don't realize is that, yeah, you have your vagina and your cock, but...
Why did you say vagina and then cock?
I don't know.
Why didn't you say pussy and cock or vagina and then penis?
I don't know. I didn't want to say penis.
And now you have. All right, carry on. Win!
People don't realize is that, you know, these fantasies and all of these situations are created up here in your mind.
Mm-hmm.
If your mind's not there, then your pudenda and other junk is not going to be there either. What?
You're so fucking weird about saying penis. Penis, 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 stop penis,
it,
penis,
stop
penis.
It, stop it, stop it.
Dripping wet, stop penis. Pre-cum.
Stop it. Stop it. But you know what I'm saying, right?
Very immature sometimes. No, I mean, but that's to me, that's what kink is all about. The brain is the most powerful sex organ in our bodies. And kink completely and totally embraces your brain.
Hell yeah.
And when you do that, you can fly higher and jump farther and faster than a speeding bullet and what other stupid fucking metaphors I want to come up with. All that shit can happen.
So what else can someone look forward to if they don't want to be in pain?
It's interesting you should say that because I had you look at something today on this topic right now.
What?
Sensory deprivation.
Oh, that.
What is sensory deprivation, might you ask? Well, it is depriving one of all their senses, like in a sensory depo hood. The one that I have that looks like a doggy, and it has a little collar and a chain and a leash that you got fucking wet when I showed it to you today. So sensory deprivation, usually there's the hoods. You know, everybody saw the gimp in Pulp Fiction. That guy was in full sensory depo gear. He could cover his eyes, he can cover his ears, you can cover his mouth. And the interesting thing about sensory deprivation is that when anything happens to you and you've lost all of these other senses, everything else is so much more heightened. That fear component intensifies everything. And it's awesome. And I'm not even talking about just pain, but you can really use that fear to fuck with somebody royally. Oh, it's so exciting. It makes me so happy.
And I'm glad you have a willing participant.
You mean you?
Uh-huh.
You're so funny. You're such a little whore. That, by the way, is humiliation, which she enjoys. Yeah, but sensory deprivation is actually really popular. You know, blindfolds. Who in this world has not had sex with a blindfold on or with their partner with a blindfold on? I mean, it's just very common. It's actually vanilla, and I consider, of course, I consider being tied up with just scarves, incredibly vanilla.
That's so, how I started.
Right. I think that's how a lot of us started.
Yeah.
You start with, oh, look, my little silk scarves. Let's tie each other up.
But I started with self-bondage. I didn't, the scarves and things like that, that was self-bondage.
Yeah, no, yeah, I agree. It's vanilla.
Yeah.
But it's still fun.
Yeah, totally.
I had a, when I was still vanilla, I had a boyfriend that was into autoerotic asphyxiation. I'm telling you, that fucking shit is awesome.
I wanna.
It's so awesome.
I
which, by the way, is considered breath play in our world. But it's so fantastic. It's the hottest thing on the planet. It really, you do lose all control. And there is, I can totally see the appeal. It's very exciting. It's very arousing.
Let's do that.
Yes. Tonight. Yes. So sensory deprivation, which often is used in combination with bondage, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. which is like the rope or the Velcro or whatever people, you know, you can go to like the pleasure chest and get like the Velcro sheets. You can't.
Wait, I'm sorry, Velcro sheets?
Yeah, they've got like these sheet sets that are, you know, that's the soft side of the Velcro. And then you have like the cuffs and shit that are the rough side of the Velcro. Yeah. And then, you know, instead of jumping on the wall, the Velcro wall, you just kind of, you're on the bed. Now that's lazy bondage.
Yeah, that is lazy.
Lazy bondage.
What's not lazy bondage then?
Rope.
Yeah.
Rope is so, I mean, it's beautiful, but it takes a lot of work and a lot of research.
It feels so good.
Well, you're accustomed to like hemp rope, you know, if you're using the, you know, whatever plastic shit that you get at Home Depot. Don't it's just not the same.
Let's not do that.
Let's not do that. All right. Well, I have good rope, so we're good with that. It's beautiful purple hemp rope. But yeah, no rope. Anything from the simplest things from having your hands tied together.
Let's do that.
I love, like, sorry. You know, you have to have your hands tied together and then you have to clean my bathroom with your hands tied together. Imagine how fantastic that is. And then I can mock you the entire time.
I would like to beat off when I get home. Because
sorry, you haven't earned your masturbation for today. I don't know. You cleaned the bathroom. You might have. You have to think about that. but no, I mean, yeah, bondage, anything from, we've seen, you know, beautiful rope harnesses on breasts, which is just gorgeous. You know, to just people being tied up, hog tied, which is fantastically fun. Yeah, you're getting all subspacey just talking to you about it. I need to get my rope. It's still in my bag. but yeah, bondage is really huge. It's a huge thing.
I think that's part of the gateway into BDSM.
I agree. Blindfolds and silk scarves, I think, are absolutely gateway. And then, you know, having your ass smacked during sex. That's fantastic. Nobody can forget that. It's good, you know, but one of the things that the caller was talking about was, you know, who's, you know, like mommy play, age play. And, you know, we've all seen it where, you know, a girl calls their boyfriend or whatever daddy.
Yeah.
You know, and somebody can call their girlfriend mommy. And that's a part of age play where you act out, the submissive acts a younger age than they actually are. And there's varying ages and everybody feels their way. And then the dominant is kind of more like their parent. And then during that play time, they treat them like a child. They can color. They can do things like that. And it's liberating.
I've seen that in action. And it looks very freeing.
Well, I want to color, but I don't want to be a baby. I don't mind coloring. Can I sit at the kids' table and color too, please? But I don't want to, you know, be in age play as right. The little. It doesn't work for me.
Yeah.
But it is. And there's a lot of people that really, really enjoy it.
Yeah.
Really enjoy being a little.
And it's not about sexual gratification.
It is not. There's very, very rarely. I mean, it happens, but very rarely do I actually see age play where there is a sex component. Because people talk about, oh, that's incestuous. No, it's not. It's not incest play. It's not what it is.
Yeah. That's different.
It's very, yeah, we're not talking about that today. It's very different. It's very different. One of the things that I oddly like, which sounds so wrong, is race play. Race play.
I did not know that you enjoyed this so much.
I'm sick in the head.
And when I noticed that you started to say things more often and, you know, just that along those lines, I just thought, wow.
Wow, she's a racist bitch.
No. I thought I've done my job in being able to communicate what my limits are, and that is not one of them.
Right.
Race play is not part of my limit. So I just thought, yeah, she's really cool with this. This is awesome.
And I go with race play. It's just, I mean, and I don't, the thing is, when I do it, it's definitely not malicious. And that's one of the things. I don't think I could ever do malicious race play. Like in an interrogation scene,
right?
I have to take that off the table. But I do very playful race play, you know, like you're my Mexican housekeeper, Rosa, whatever, because I can't remember what you like to be called. So you're Rosa, whatever.
Well, you can call me whatever you want.
That's why you're Rosa, whatever.
As your own personal Mexican.
You are my own personal Mexican. fantastic. And it's really great that I get to, you know, kind of play this, kind of, you know, feed into this moment. And that is something that feeds you as well. I mean, it's a perfect cycle where I give and you give, and it's like this beautiful ebb and flow, and the angels sing. And well, for me,
a dirty Mexican.
As I'm calling you, I don't think I called you a dirty Mexican, did I? No, I'm pretty sure I might have actually called you a dirty Mexican at some point. It's fantastic. Shakes brown finger at you. I'm going to hell, and I'm okay with that. Oh, I don't believe in hell. Awesome.
Win.
No, but I mean, and there's a lot of people that are really, really uncomfortable with race play. And I want to highlight that before you engage in any of these with any person, be certain that both parties are really okay with it. Because you can really hit some emotional landmines that can actually scar somebody or definitely set them back and really create issues within the relationship. Sometimes can be insurmountable.
Well, and it's just the same with like forced by. Right?
Forced by. Okay, so forced by. I knew that I was different from my sorority sisters when I did forced by, which is when you force two heterosexuals to engage in a homosexual encounter. So I had two fraternity boys. One was my boyfriend and one was his fraternity brother. And they were like, let's do a threesome. And I thought, that's so much cock. I don't want to deal with all that cock. I kept thinking, where is it all going to go? I don't want to suck a cock while I'm being fucked. That's too much work. I don't want to, like, jack somebody off. And they better not talk about double penetration because that shit was not happening my freshman year of college. Not going to fucking happen. So, you know, I said, all right, you have to do this if you want to have a threesome with me. So things like, you know, take his shirt off. Touch each other, kiss each other, suck each other's cocks. It was so awesome that they never talked about again. I think they were a little embarrassed and didn't want to admit that they had done that, but it was so hot. Actually, it was really kind of disgusting, but because they didn't look sexy doing it. But the way I felt,
it's like humiliation built in.
I was so aroused. It was so exciting that they were doing everything I said. It was a complete, perfect power play for me. And I mean, that's one of those non-pain related things where forced by. So I knew then that was not like my sorority. So there's that by. And followed very soon after that, I did cuckolding, which is where the same boyfriend wanted to do another threesome. And I made him kneel at the bed while I fucked his friend.
Wow.
Which is awesome. I was a little twisted. Oh, wait, I still am.
And I reap the benefits.
You do. And so does the radioverse.
Yeah.
Another thing that is a really big non-pain related kink is foot worship.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Huge.
You have the prettiest feet.
I don't like my feet.
I love
them. I need a pedicure. Oh, wait. I'm getting pedicures.
Yes. I like your feet.
Thank you.
Well, and I
like it when you wash my feet.
Yeah.
I really, really like it when you wash my feet.
Yeah, I just wish I could do it, like, better. Like, I just, because...
Well, you need to invest in some special feet washing wipes. Yeah. Baby wipes.
Yes.
Baby wipes. I will even tell you the ones that are the best ones.
Okay, perfect.
But foot worship, you know, it's funny because I've talked to people that are foot worshipers, and they've known their entire lives that they like feet. Like, they knew when they were little how much they liked to look at feet. And they get real specific about what they like. Feet with gym socks on, feet that are bare, feet that with painted toes, feet in heels, feet, dirty feet, clean feet. Oh, my God. There was a guy. He just got off on dirty feet. The dirtier feet, the better. Oh, my God. He could have just orgasmed by just seeing super dirty feet. And I walk around barefoot all the time. So I always have dirty feet. So I'm like, here, I am your orgasm in a foot. Enjoy my dirty foot. Right? Or you may not look at my dirty foot.
Orgasm denial.
No dirty foot for you. But yeah, I mean, foot, and there's like supposed to be some really famous like foot fetishists out there.
Huh.
Yes, if you Wikipedia it, it will tell you. Somebody told me that Angel David Bory, whatever, he's supposed to be foot fetishist.
David Boreanaz.
He's supposed to be a foot fetishist. Mm. Which made him hot, in my opinion, because he wasn't hot before that. And then I was like, oh, now you're kind of hot because it means you're kinky. Kinky makes people hot, in my opinion. Because it means that they're willing to do shit.
They're willing to go there.
They're willing to go to there and beyond. And I love to introduce people to expanding their limits.
You like raping people's curiosity?
I love raping people's curiosity. There's nothing better than a good curiosity rape. It's true. It's true. We have lots of other non-pain related play. Pet play. Which is like one of the two pretends to be an animal. And often is not allowed to speak. They're not allowed to sit on furniture. They have to walk around and crawl around, like whatever animal they choose. And there's so many different kinds.
Uh-huh.
Puppies, horses, kitties, bunnies.
Even like non-real animals, like
unicorns.
Mythical creatures that people create. I mean, yeah.
Are you saying you want to be a unicorn?
No.
Then I want Skittles to come out of your ass.
I can't do that.
Well, this makes me sad. No, we can put them in your ass and you can squish them out and say taste the rainbow. I have the video camera running. This is fantastic. No one will ever touch the Skittles again after a good proper enema. Even then though, I'm telling you, I think this needs to happen.
Holy goodness.
I'm looking forward to this.
What?
Thank you for inspiring
into?
These ideas. Well, you speak and ideas happen. That's how it goes.
Yeah, looks like it.
It's a win.
Yeah.
So everybody can look forward to the Skittles out of her ass. I'll find that and post that on Fed at some point. I don't know when.
Oh.
I have to buy Skittles now. You wanted to be the unicorn.
I didn't ever even said it. I just said that that's some people don't stick to the norm of, you know, being a puppy or being a kitten.
Absolutely.
Or whatever. They go outside the lines and they
do.
They are mythical creatures.
Yes.
That's not me, though.
Oh, I totally heard, again, you say you wanted to be a unicorn.
That is not what I
rainbow
said.
Rainbow coming out of your ass.
It's kind of like what you said with the stun gun. Like, I didn't say I want to try the stun gun. I just said, I wonder what it feels like.
But
not
that
I
means
want
you
know.
Want to try a stun gun, and then the other one meant you want Skittles of rainbows coming out
I
of
don't
your
want
ass.
Skittles coming out of my ass.
You do. You
I
do.
Really don't.
You do.
I really,
do.
Really don't.
Sounds so awesome. You know what? I'm sure I can get somebody else to have Skittles come out of their ass. But really, let's
what
be
if
honest,
they get lost
you're
in there?
At some point, a good shit will just make sure they come out. Come on. You're not sticking them all the way up. I'm not fisting their ass. That's not happening. They're little teeny tiny Skittles. Little teeny tiny Skittles. Taste the rainbow? No? I like this idea. All right, fine. Somebody else will let me do this, though. I know this will happen in my life. I have a goal now. I'm putting Skittles up somebody's ass. It's going to happen. What? They're biodegradable?
No, what? Are you fucking kidding me?
What? Even if they got lost, what's going to happen? The shit will just devour them. Let's be honest. It's just sugar. You're not buying it. It's okay, fine. I'm going to find somebody else.
No, I just think it's funny that you keep on trying to sell me on this.
I think it's such a great idea. Really do. I'm loving this idea. we have tickling.
Yeah.
Which actually is surprisingly a lot of people's hard limits.
I can understand that.
A lot of people.
You can't like, breathe.
Is that it?
I would think so.
I don't know. I'm not ticklish anymore, so it's awesome. But there's a lot of people that, yes, because, and I don't know why. Is it the breathing? Is it the loss of control? Is it the loss of bladder? Because to me, it seems like a lot of win. You tickle, they lose their bladder, they pee on yourself, you make fun of them. I don't see how this is a loss at all.
Please do not tickle me because I have just had grapefruit juice. Don't do it. Please.
I'm not going to get up and tickle you now.
I know, but I'm saying after the show, don't do it. I'm just letting you know.
Because, I'm going to the bathroom after the show. So.
Well, me too.
So there you go.
Okay.
No worries. I'm not going to do that. I like that.
Okay.
Yes.
Yes, what?
Oh, nothing. I was still on the Skittles. Oh. I went back to the Skittles already. I'm sorry. I am seriously one-track minded.
I would really have to, like, I'm just warming up to that anal anything. So
it's a Skittle. It's so little. You yourself said you put a pencil up your ass.
Yes, but it's something that I could hold on to and pull it out.
You can just poop out a Skittle. Skittle poop. Come on. This is so awesome. It's not like they're brown M&Ms.
Okay. How about I build up to that and we do it eventually?
You make me so happy.
We have a caller.
Okay. Hi. I'm so happy.
Hello.
Welcome to Kink from the Underground.
Hello? Oh, they're gone.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
Yeah, maybe it was my obsession with the Skittles.
Perhaps.
I don't care. I'm still obsessed with the Skittles. This is going to happen. I'm going to write a whole blog post on my obsession with Skittles and people's asses. I'm going to make pictures and draw stick figure diagrams.
Where could one go to read this blog post?
Oh, insidiousmuse.com.
Ah.
It's pretty easy to type, insidiousmuse.com.
Yeah.
And currently, that's where we have all those awesome BDSM resources.
Yes.
Which, you know, for those of you who are just listening and thinking, what the hell are these people talking about? We have a lot of really great BDSM resources on my website, on my blog. And in it, you know, we suggest you look at FetLife.com, which is fantastic. If you want videos on learning, there's KinkAcademy.com. They're on there. There's a lot.
My personal favorite is Submissive Guide.
Of course it is. You're a sub.
No, but I mean, there's a bunch of stuff out there. And not to say that there are a lot of predatory people out there, right?
Yes.
And the more informed you are, the better you can protect yourself.
Agreed, wholeheartedly.
And Submissive Guide does a really good job of giving that kind of information. And,
okay.
You know, it's just an awesome resource.
I have actually a bone to pick, in generally with the interwebs, yeah. And that is that there seem to be a lot of resources for submissives, but there are not a lot of resources for dominants. There are a couple books, but usually you have to be really focused on the leather lifestyle, right, if you're a dominant like that. It's a challenge. So, you know, I've had to seek out my education more aggressively.
And also a lot of online resources can be incredibly outdated.
Oh my God, right.
Yeah.
You might want to check out the Twitter.
Yes. There are a lot of us are on there. Mm. We have a caller. Oh. Go away. They went away.
That's okay, because we're running out of time.
We are running out of time.
If you have continued questions or whatever, you can hit us up on Twitter.
Yes.
I'm at Insidious Muse.
And I'm at novice_Nancy.
Yeah. I mean, we're really dedicated to try and expand people's knowledge and understanding of kink and BDSM. Yes, absolutely. We have a lot of fun and we can beat down with the rest of them. But we're really more about people understanding the psychology and why we're doing this and how we do this and how we can avoid making mistakes.
So that way you can have the time of your fucking life.
That's right. That way you can, you know, soar and fly and be a unicorn with a rainbow coming out of your ass.
You can be that. Like I said, let's work up to that.
We will.
We'll work up to that. You tell me, hey, remember that one time?
I will.
Yeah. And then I'll be like, okay, you were right. It was okay. Everything came out okay. you can't seriously say that it's shit rainbows.
That's right. You will never forget that.
I will never forget that.
It'll be fantastic. Yes. Yeah. So we are really excited.
Yes.
That we got to be a part of the MoFos podcast series on Spice Radio.
Yes. How awesome was that?
I feel very special. And you got to see what your future's going to look like.
Yeah.
So from King from the Underground at SkidRowStudio.com, I'm Insidious Muse.
And I'm Novice Nancy.
Good night.
Bye. Thank you.
Every week, mofos.com searches every inch of the internet to bring you the most innovative, edgy, provocative sexual podcasts. But we're not fucking perfect. We can't look under every damn rock. So if you have a favorite sex-related podcast, even if